Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. Brain science. It's based on an article on the Laboratory Equipment website. The author is Elizabeth Doman. The title is Flashing Light, Sound, Restore Memory in Alzheimer's Mice. An innovative light and sound stimulation therapy reduced the number of amyloid plaques found in the brains of laboratory mice with Alzheimer's disease, improving memory and cognitive function. Could an hour of light and sound a day keep Alzheimer's at bay in people? Alzheimer's disease is a type of degenerative brain disease that causes memory loss and language problems. Over 5.8 million Americans are currently living with Alzheimer's disease, including 1 in 10 people of age 65 or older, according to the Alzheimer's Association. The disease is caused by the buildup of two proteins in the brain, amyloid beta and tau, that clump together to form plaques and neurofibrillary tangles that impair memory function. The research was published March 14th in Cell. The non-invasive treatment includes brain waves called gamma oscillations. Alzheimer's patients have impairments in gamma frequency oscillations. Although the exact function of these oscillations, which range about 25 to 90 hertz, is unknown, it's believed to contribute to attention perception and memory in the brain. In 2016, Li-Hui Tsai, director of MIT's Picower Institute for Learning and Memory, and her team exposed laboratory mice that genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's disease to a light flickering at 40 hertz for 1 hour a day. They found that this treatment reduced the levels of tau and amyloid beta in visual cortexes of the brain and stimulated the activity of debris-clearing immune cells. For the current study, Tsai and her team sought to improve these results. By adding sound stimuli, they hoped that the treatment would be able to reach other brain regions. They played a 40 hertz tone 1 hour a day for 7 days for laboratory mice predisposed to Alzheimer's disease. At the conclusion of the study, the mice had dramatically lowered levels of beta amyloid in the auditory cortex, which processes sound, in the brain's memory center, the hippocampus. The mice also displayed improvements in cognition when navigating a maze that required them to remember key landmarks. Next, the researchers administered both light and sound together. This had an even greater effect than either one of them alone. Amyloid plaques reduced through the greater part of the brain, including the prefrontal cortex, where higher cognitive functions take place. Preliminary safety tests for this type of brain stimulation have already been performed in healthy human subjects, although more research is needed to determine if the treatment will work in people with Alzheimer's disease. Our intervention is completely non-invasive. There's minimal safety concerns. We still need to conduct human trials to determine if it's effective, Tsai said. Well, the claims like non-invasive, minimal safety concerns, dramatically lowered levels of amyloid, and improvements in cognition all sound good, so if you ask me, this treatment should move on to trials on humans. I should say that it's a no-brainer, pun intended. Before I sign off, I want to mention that the sound frequency of 40 hertz that's used in the treatment is at the very low end of what humans can hear. On a piano, 40 hertz is about key number 8, the lowest E tone. For this brain treatment, it's all about the bass. Until next time, goodbye.